The sixth illusion, the illusion of judgment, may be used to experience the wonder of a non-judgmental you and a non-judgmental God. You have chosen to create the experience of judgment in order to experience the wonder of a non-judgmental God, and to understand that judgment is utterly impossible in God's world. Only through feeling the sadness and the destruction of judgment yourself could you truly know that it is not something that love could ever sponsor. It is when other people judge you that you know this most keenly, for nothing hurts more than judgment. Judgment hurts deeply when those who judge you are wrong, yet it hurts even more deeply when they are right. This is when the judgment of others cuts to the quick, tearing at the fabric of the soul. You have only to experience this once to know that judgment is never a product of love. In creating your illusory world, you have produced societies in which judgment is not only accepted, but expected. You have even created an entire system of what you call justice around this idea that someone else can judge you to be guilty or innocent. I tell you this, no one is ever guilty, and everyone is forever innocent in the eyes of God. That is because my eyes see more than yours. My eyes see why you think things, why you say things, and why you do things. My heart knows that you have merely misunderstood. I have inspired it to be said, no one does anything inappropriate given their model of the world. This is a great truth. I have inspired it to be said, guilt and fear are the only enemies of man. That is a great truth. In highly evolved societies, no members of those societies are ever judged and found guilty of anything. They are simply observed to have done something, and the outcome of their actions, the impact of them, is made clear to them. Then they are allowed to decide what, if anything, they wish to do with regard to that. And others in the society are likewise allowed to decide what, if anything, they wish to do to and for themselves with regard to that. They do nothing to another. The idea of punishment is simply not something that occurs to them, because the concept of punishment itself is incomprehensible to them. Why would the one being want to hurt itself? Even if it has done something that's damaging, why would it want to hurt itself again? How does hurting itself once more correct the damage of the first hurt? It's like stubbing one's toe, then kicking twice as hard to retaliate. Of course, in a society that does not see itself as one, and does not see itself as one with God, this analogy would not make much sense. In such a society, judgment would make perfect sense. Judgment is not the same as observation. An observation is a simple looking, a simple seeing of what is so. Judgment, on the other hand, is a concluding that something else must be so because of what is observed. Observing is witnessing. Judging is concluding. It is adding a therefore to the sentence. In fact, it becomes a sentence, often handed down without mercy. Judgment sears the soul, for it brands the spirit with an illusion of who you are, ignoring the deeper reality. I will never judge you, ever, because even if you have done a certain thing, my observation of that would be a simple seeing of what's so. I would draw no conclusions about who you are. It is, in fact, impossible to draw conclusions about who you are, because in your creation of yourself, you are never concluded. You are a work in progress. You are not finished creating you, and you never will be. You are never who you were in the last moment, and I never see you as that, but rather as who you now choose to be. I have inspired others to describe it this way. You are continually creating yourself from the field of infinite possibilities. You are constantly recreating yourself anew in the next grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are. You are, in every moment, born again, and so is everyone else. In the moment you understand this, you will see that judging yourself, or judging another, is pointless, because that which you would judge has ceased to be, even as you are judging it. It has come to a conclusion, even as you are coming to your own conclusions. In that moment you will relinquish forever your idea of a judging God, for you will know that love could never judge. As your awareness increases, you will comprehend the full impact of the truth that self-creation never ends. Always remember that. Self-creation never ends.